Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. And I've got for you the seven personality traits of great hypnotists and hypnotherapists. I've trained thousands of hypnotists. I've conducted tens of thousands of hypnosis sessions. I've written articles and books in this profession. I'm 29 years in experience. And I thought, what are the personality traits of the most successful, the greatest hypnotist? And I've got them for you. Plus a bonus personality trait that really helps people to be really successful. All right, here we go. I think one of the first things that come to mind is a personality trait of an individual that makes a good hypnotist is they love independence. They don't need a boss to tell them what time to be at work. They don't need a boss to give them permission to have a day off. They don't need a boss. They're kind of their own boss. And if they're not already the kind of boss they want to be because they've got a regular boss, then they can make the leap into this profession and experience the independence and freedom of being your own boss. You want to be your own boss? Then you might just have one of the most important personality traits for this profession. Here's another one. Number two, you got to be optimistic. You can't be pessimistic thinking nothing's going to work out. You got to be one of those people that can pick yourself up, not just be your own boss, but be your own coach to think that, you know what? If I put my mind to something, I can do it. I've been successful in the past. I can be successful at this. So being optimistic, number two, very important. Number three fits right in there. Optimistic and self-confident. You don't need someone who's going, you can do it, you can do it. You need to have some self-confidence that when you apply yourself to something, you take the course, the certification, you do your practice, that you can be confident in your ability to do. Heck, if somebody else can do it, you can do it. If somebody else can be a successful hypnotist that is working and helping other people, then you can do it too. If you do what they do, you'll get the results that they get. All right, here's another one. You need to be a good communicator. And being a good communicator starts with being a good listener. You need to be able to really know what your clients want, to listen to them so that you can help them get what they want. And as you find out what change they want to make inside themselves, you want to really listen. What are the benefits? And then really, the profession of hypnosis and hypnotherapy is really a profession of learning a unique kind of communication. After all, that's what hypnotists do, is we listen, 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 and then talk, talk, talk. Hypnotic inductions are talking, hypnotic deepening techniques are talking, age regression, forgiveness work, all that stuff is you talking. So you need to be a good listener and a good speaker. All right, underlying all of it, you need to care about other people. I tell you show me a hypnotist that just doesn't really care about his or her clients, then I'll show you a client, a hypnotist that's going to fail because people will pick it up. You have to be that kind of person that yearns, that wants, that expects your clients to do well. And you got to be that kind of person that when they do well, you feel good because that will help you to smile on your way to work every morning. Be that on a computer screen or be that in your own private office. You got to care about other people and their success. Am I talking about you yet? All right. Guess what? You have to be the kind of person that doesn't want to do things halfway. Oh, well, I kind of sort of got it. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants. The very best hypnotists and hypnotherapists in our profession, they really care about mastery, to become good, to be great, to be consistent. I think great consistency is a really important thing. That's why so many people go after training with me, because of the five path system and the seven path system. You know what you're doing all the time. And because you really master these techniques, like instant inductions, customized hypnotic suggestions, covert testing, overt testing of depth of hypnosis, and age regression, and these kinds of techniques, you get a form of mastery. All professionals should be working on a form of mastery. Are you the kind of person that has a stick-to-itiveness to really master techniques, then this profession might be just for you. All right, perseverance. This would be my number seven. Perseverance. What does that mean? You know, you think you want to do something and you stick to it. You learn about it, find out if it's something you really want to do, and you stick to it. Because now, one of the great things about our profession is what we do is extremely interesting. It has a cool factor. It's very interesting. It is exciting. And so it gives you a reason to persevere, to continue to do the work and get better and better and better. If you're a person that as soon as it becomes a little bit difficult, you give up, this is not for you because it's going to take some training. It's going to take some rehearsal and some practice because, you know, when you practice, and in class, what we do is every single day we practice what we learn. And we teach you also how to practice and how to build your skills. And so with that, what happens is you build confidence in yourself and you persevere. And those who persevere, they succeed and they become among the best hypnosis professionals in the world. All right, bonus. Bonus. If there was a number eight, this would be number eight. You see, I talk about hypnotists who are the top 1%, the best of the best in the profession. And that's what five-pass certification training is designed for, those who want to be the best of the best. Do you want to be mediocre? Be honest with yourself. That brings up number eight. You got to be honest and ethical. If you're not ethical, I don't want you in this profession. If you're not honest with yourself and with other people, like you might be your advertising, or it might be honest with yourself, where you need to, you know, study or prepare a little bit more. You need to be honest and ethical. I've seen a lot of hypnotists come and go, and they're kind of scam artists. They pretend. It's that old idea, you know, pretend to make it until you make it kind of thing. And those people don't really make it, or they might be a flash in the pan. I want to help people become professional hypnotists that help client after client after client. And there's a side effect. As you start to learn these skills, you can work on yourself. You can boost your confidence. You can boost your skills. And what does that do? It turns into a real business, a real career where you get the satisfaction of helping yourself and others. Sound like you? Go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. Oh, dot com. One more thing. If you think I'm off on something or I left something off my list that's really important, personality trait of great hypnotists and hypnotherapists, let me know. Leave a comment. I'm always willing to change my mind or add something to my list when someone gives me some new information. So, hey, let's do it. Let's put it all down there. All right, that's it. So glad to have had this time with you, Cal Banyan. Signing off.